Hello, Benny.
Hey Benny, this is Ra from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, thanks for asking. Is this a good time to chat? Do you have a few minutes?
If it's a few minutes, it's fine. If not, I'm trying to get on a plane,
Okay, I'll make it
so.
as fast as possible, just like maybe 5 minutes or so.
Okay, and I'm
Okay.
available other times. I'm just
Oh,
interested.
okay. Okay,
Okay.
perfect. So I'm just looking to finalize your offer within the next day or two. But I just kind of
Okay.
want to go over a few things on your file here. I just want to make sure we're on the same page and I get you know, as much as you need for, upcoming things that you have going on.
Okay.
So according to my notes here, that you have with Kyle, you are looking for about 250K, in order to purchase some materials and inventory you have coming up.
So, to be honest with you, Kyle offered that first.
Okay.
So we said, okay, let's just go down that path because, in
Sure.
theory, somebody already thought through this and before they offered.
Yeah.
But the number could be what, so, and if I'm was to give you some further background, I just thought I'm very open to starting a new relationship with a new financial entity, and so I told
Awesome.
our CFO, Joe, give this a go and let's see where it
Yeah.
goes. But okay, so anyway,
Okay,
if you need
that's
to
good to
make it
know.
less or more or whatever, but that's kind of how I started there.
Okay, sure. How about this? Let's start with what's like the minimum and what's the maximum you're looking for?
Well, that's a good question, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, if I heard at one time, Joe, I guess maybe this was a little different, but I thought when I guess the initial discussion was this would just be kind of a equipment line of credit you would use as needed
Okay.
or draw from as needed. My understanding, talking to Joe,
Yeah.
our CFO last time, was
Yeah.
no, this is, we give you the whole amount and you start making payments on it.
Uh-huh.
So you can tell me, but that might drive a little bit of how we go.
Okay.
Okay, what are we
Sure.
going to use it for? So I
Okay, so give
maybe
me
just would
kind of
leave it
like
to you
a
and the
brief
plus or
highlight on
minus.
how it works. So how it works is basically we will qualify you for like the largest amount possible or whatever amount that you're requesting. And what you do is if you decide that you need all of it or half of it or whatever it is, we deposit that money into your business checking account, and then from there we do automatic payment of daily, weekly, or monthly. But the good thing it
Okay.
is a renewal source of funding, so that's the similarity between our program and like a line of credit. Let's just say, for example, halfway through your loan, you're like, "Hey, Ja or Kyle, I need some more money." What you do is you just send updated bank statement to us. We get you a updated approval. We can deposit the money into your account again. We don't have
Okay.
to run the credit again, so that's a renewable source of funding, and we can establish that relationship. And every single time you get a next loan, a new loan, whether equipment or capital, it's an easier process every single time to kind
Yeah,
of
no,
like
that was the
establish
hope
a
of
relationship,
why starting
basically.
now. No, it's
Yeah.
great. That was my thought process too, so.
Yeah. So the difference is you can't, just draw, $1,000 here, $1,000 there. Like one day you need 2,000 like that. It's,
Yeah.
whatever amount you decide, we put that into your account.
But it did sound like you could do it in large chunks, right? If so, let's just
Yeah, large
say
chunk.
it was a half a million and we only wanted 250 now, but at least we were
Yeah.
approved for 500 in case something came up, and which would be great because then you'd go, okay, now we can make some decisions based on knowing we can follow through
Yeah,
on it. But
exactly. So yeah, at
okay.
least let's just say you qualify for 500K, but you don't need all that, but at least that your business can qualify for that amount. So if you have some large contract that somehow just fell into your lap, you're able to know that you can afford that because you have someone to, get the funds from.
Right. Okay. Well, if that's the case, I guess I would just ask you to, make it as much as
Sure.
you can, and
Yeah.
then, but let's just say the first draw we'd make is going to be in the, what you mentioned, the 200,000 or 250,000 range. And if it needs to be less because of whatever your review of financials or
Right.
thoughts, then you just tell me what it should be, and we'll just do it to get that started.
Right, exactly. Okay. Cool. So I'll look at the max amount and then we can, work backwards and see what it is that, you exactly
Yeah.
need.
Now,
Okay. Go ahead.
I say just do it to get this started. What I told Kyle, I said,
Yeah.
I don't know what your terms are. I mean, I've seen some of this, we'll give you money, and he's
Yeah.
like, yeah, right. So that's kind of what I'm waiting for. If this is all
Sure.
reasonable based on what we see going on you know, I'm just comparing against our other lines of credit or banks
right.
or stuff going on, and so I'm hoping
yeah.
you're going to have to tell me, but it's your
for sure.
thing.
Who do you normally lean on for financing when you do have, you know, cash flow problems?
Well, our current line of credit is through KeyBank,
okay.
but they're just our primary bank.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, they're also, you know, we're in Sisters there in Portland. It's not the,
yeah.
you know, it's not an ideal relationship. And then Kyle may or may not have told you, and I don't know if
mm-hmm.
he knows, but we have the engineering business. I also own the airport here,
mm-hmm.
and we, and I'm majority partner in another renewable energy, you know, ownership business.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that if I looked at what Cardiff is involved in,
mm-hmm.
that we could end up doing together later.
Mm-hmm.
That seem to fit your profile probably more than just our general everyday banking group.
mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's good
anyway,
to...
Anyway, so that's why
yeah.
the other reason to get things started. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then with KeyBank, how big is your line of credit with them?
The line of credit's $1.5 million.
Okay.
So...
how often do you use it?
All the time. We move it up and down. So.
Okay.
Now, I mean, the reality is, we do a lot of operation and maintenance work.
Uh-huh.
So it's just two things. So the summer seasons is a lot of overhaul work, or we basically need the line of credit more so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just for payment timing, because we're buying a lot of parts up front, and then
sure.
you know the process.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know where I was going. So anyway, it's used, and we'll cycle it through just because we want to keep it alive and
yeah.
moving and yeah. So.
Yeah, and sometimes it's better to, you know, not max out the line of credit or use it, you know, more than 50%. So it's good to have a supplement on top of it.
Well, that's the other reason for this discussion. And my initial discussion with Key, and I've had this discussion I had with you with a couple other sort of credit unions, I said, I'll just use the money to pay down maybe whatever's in the line right now if I need to do that as a starting point. But that way there's no, hey, he's just adding on top of or... Yeah, you know, I don't want to get into further debt, but I would like to make useful future financial relations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. See
if
which
that
one.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes
yeah.
sense. I've had other customers do the exact same thing. Like sometimes the line of credit, they just get stuck. Not saying that this is the same thing that's happening to you, but other customers where they get stuck with just paying the minimum balance every single month
yeah.
and get stuck in a big hole, and then when they need the money, the bank can't give the money because they see that they have a bad, you know, history with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's always good to kind of spread out your money in different places and, you know, have it work for you.
Okay, we're in agreement.
Yeah, good. Cool, okay. So I'm looking to finalize everything in the next few days, a day or two, but I'm looking at the file itself. I'm looking at it between probably like 150 to 250,000, maybe more. I'm going to
okay.
look for the max amount.
Okay.
And then I'm looking at it between 12 months to 24 months right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
that'd
once
be fine.
I get...
And then you had said, what was the renewable? And then we...
Sure.
Do we go through this whole process again next
yeah.
year or... Okay.
Okay,
so it's a starting point.
Let's just take 12 months as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say you get the 12-month term for, let's say, 100K, because it's an easy number to work with. When
go.
You're 50% into the loan, so at 6 months and $50,000 paid in, we're able
okay.
to renew your file. So we'll look at the remaining balance, plus get you additional capital on top. And then
okay.
since this will be the second time you're doing business with us or third time, whatever it is,
right.
you have, it opens you up to more opportunities and more programs to look at, you know, because we have an established relationship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so
can you give me any
renewal
perspective
part.
On, or maybe I'll just wait for your write-up, but, you know, is this expensive money, reasonable money? What am I thinking
sure.
of what I'm asking? So.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So by nature of it being a unsecured loan, it is a little
uh-huh.
bit more expensive than like a secured loan
right.
because there's more risk, obviously. So
yeah.
it'll be, you know, we don't ask for your house for collateral. We don't ask for your business for collateral. So by nature of it, it's going to be a little bit more expensive than a traditional loan. But I will be able to give you exact numbers that you're qualified
okay.
for. I think I'm hoping later on today, tomorrow, or the latest is going to be Monday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Monday's fine. Anniversary tomorrow, I'm less likely to answer my phone.
Oh.
And
Congratulations.
And my CFO is in Portugal riding his bike for another week. So there's the difficulty
nice.
Kyle's probably having trying to get a hold of all of us. But why I told him, if I have an offer, I can get every, signature or what have you. But
sure.
I can't just keep chasing pieces of paper around for
entertainment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? Sounds like you're going to be busy for tomorrow. I don't want to, bother you during your anniversary anyways. How about we schedule for Monday? Would that be better?
As far as you're going to give me a call?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Do you want to send something first so I can go through it and then we can talk on Monday, or do you want to
I think it's better just to schedule for Monday.
Okay. And Paul Dice said I have my calendar in front of me. But if you want to start with Monday at 11, I think that might be fine.
Okay. All right. Sounds
good. You're in
San
Diego, right?
Yeah, San Diego, yeah. So we're in
okay,
the same, time zone,
yeah.
I think, right? Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Cool. So I will call you 11 o'clock on Monday.
Okay. And Kyle has all my, because you don't mind just sending an email for confirmation. And,
sure. Do you use Gmail?
Yeah. Yep.
You do? Okay. I can send you a a Google Calendar invite.
That would be great.
Yep.
Yeah, and if something's off, I'll let you know tonight or this afternoon. If I schedule that and shouldn't have. But
yeah, sounds good.
I think
good.
That's fine.
What's your email?
So my name Benson, B. Benson, B-B-E-N-S-O-N.
Okay.
At the company name, energyengineeringsolutions.com.
Solutions.com. Okay, and the solutions with S, right?
Yeah.
Okay, plural. So double B Benson at energyengineeringsolutions.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send it right now and we will talk on Monday.
And your name again, I'm sorry.
No worries, it's Jia, J-I-A.
J-I-A? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, have a good weekend. Talk to you Monday.
All right, okay.
Bye.
Bye.